that woman called that silver train. Lord, my woman left me this morning, and she called that silver train. When she got on board, boys, it almost addled my brain. I could hear the whistle blow. Mama, I could hear the whistle blow. Well, she blew just like she ain't gonna blow no more. Lord, I believe I'll call up China. I wanna see my little gal there. Boys, I believe I'll call up China. I wanna see my little gal there. And if she's not in China, ooh, boy, she must be in East St. Louis somewhere. Honey, I'm coming in your backyard. I'm coming one more time tonight. Lord, I'm coming in your backyard. I'm coming one more time tonight. Honey, don't stick your puppies on me. Please don't let your bulldog bite.
Could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always for listening.
I'm Dana Kaplan, Executive Director at Outright Vermont. Supportive adults have the power to transform the lives of LGBTQ plus youth. Listen to Addison, a local healthcare provider and advocate for young people.
As a child, I didn't have a lot of people to look up to who were queer. Now that I'm an adult and I work in healthcare, one of the really important things for me is making sure that patients have an advocate for themselves, someone who understands their side and helps other healthcare workers understand how it's respectful to ask about pronouns, understand their situation, and be an advocate for them.
Visit outrightvt.org to get connected and learn how you can build a Vermont where all LGBTQ plus youth have hope, equity.
Hello, Burlington. This is Ivy, and I'll put up the other mic because...
Hello, hello.
My dad is here today on WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington, my favorite...
Co-DJ.
My favorite co-DJ, yeah.
I'm so happy to be here in this little booth with you today. It's been a while, and... Yeah. I just barely made it.
Just barely made it. God. He got here 10 minutes before the show started. We just finished the playlist. It's really
just... You're going to love it.
It's really just a lot of what we're loving right now. And then it's going to end a little sad because I, you know, there's something about the, what's it called? The cold air and going home.
I was surprised there wasn't any snow, like, I know, on the ground, really.
But there's something that's nice bringing out a melancholy, though. Like, the trees are bare, so we have to end a little mellow. But we're not going to start mellow. We're starting, well, I actually forgot to put on Girl Full of Charm. So I guess we're just going to,
let's just dive right into it.
Well, hey, we can chit-chat for a second. So
sure.
Here we are.
It is a beautiful day on campus.
The show is starting. It's a beautiful day on campus. And what else? What's been... How was the drive?
The drive was easy, breezy, no traffic.
Easy, breezy, beautiful.
Yes,
love.
Yes, it was not white knuckle as sometimes it can be.
As sometimes it truly can be. Yeah, I mean, the thing is there wasn't any snow, but there was also beautiful. A beautiful day for you to come up to dear old Burlington, Vermont. I guess if you want to just chit-chat for a second, I'm going to find a little message for us to read to get us started.
Okay. So what do we have on tap for today? We have a little bit of slow soft music. We have a little bit of upbeat tempo.
Well, we're going to start with...
We're going to start with the upbeat tempo?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We don't want any dead air, so I don't know what we are. As I drive up here, though, you know, one thing I'll rant about, I guess, is the parking situation on this campus is ridiculous.
I know it is.
Oh, my God. I had to park about a mile and a half away. Had to pay. I'm like, don't they have just, like, a visitor, you know, dad, mom parking lot that we can go visit?
Nope,
the
they're going to
ridiculous.
They're going to get you $50, God. $75 if you try.
They've already gotten me once.
We
up
can't
here.
Get you again.
No.
Well.
I had to hoof it.
I mean, as we're thinking about... I don't know, but I have picked this one out, Dad, for you to read.
I'm going to read a little blurb for you.
A little blurb. It's some important things we need to think about, especially here in dear old Burlington, Vermont, and if you're going out on the town.
Oh, concert safety, yes. Safety in general up here in Burlington is paramount, but concert safety. So, if you love music enough to be listening to WRUV right now, I'm sure you've been to a concert or two at some point in your life. Concert safety is important at any show, whether it's general admission or reserved stadium seating. So here's some tips to stay safe at the next gig you go to. The basics include eating full meals before, drinking plenty of water before, and wearing comfortable shoes and clothing. Make sure you know where the nearest exit is at all times. Put personal items, such as your phone, in your front pocket to reduce the chance of things falling out onto the ground or being stolen. If something does fall out to the floor, think twice before bending over to pick it up. Is there enough space to pick it up without falling over? If you find yourself in a dense crowd, try to stay on your feet as much as you can. To stay balanced in a packed crowd and to protect your heart and lungs from pressure, put your arms up in front of your chest. A crowd surge happens when people are packed together in a confined space and there's movement such as pushing that causes the crowd to fall over. If you find yourself in the middle of a crowd surge, conserve your energy and oxygen. Resist the urge to yell or scream to save your breath. Save your energy by going with the flow of the crowd. Don't fight it. If you don't fall to the ground during a crowd surge, get in a fetal position, preferably with your left side on the ground to protect your heart. Use your arms to protect your head, trust your instincts, and if you feel unsafe in a crowd, there's no harm in heading out. This message is brought to you by your concert-loving and concert-safe DJs here at WRUV.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dad. And we're going to start off with one that... Tell us a little bit about the song that we're starting off with. Why you're...
What is the one we're saying?
We're starting off with Hanging On by a Moment.
Oh, because it reminds me of some of your very early graveyard shifts, and it just brings a smile to my face when I hear it, because I remember lying there on Sunday morning listening to you, and you've become such an amazing DJ. You have progressed just tenfold since then. It's been a really cool journey to listen to you every single week, listen to you improve, And I always love your playlists. I always love to hear your voice.
Aww.
And it just that song just really reminds me of, like, yeah, of you.
So this is Hanging by a Moment, the slow pulp version that we're going to start off with. And then we've got some Ramones on tap.
Ooh.
We've got Alice in Chains, Meat Puppets, Mother Love Bone, and The Offspring all coming up.
Oh, and if
for
I think
you
your mom,
WRUV.
I think your mom and Sam are listening. Hi, guys.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Sam. But here you are.
Enjoy.
Here is Hanging by a Moment, slow pulp.
Closer to where I started.
Yeah. I could find you there. Pulled away before your time. I can't deal, it's so unfair. And it feels like heaven so far away. And it feels, yeah, it feels like the world has grown cold now that you've gone away. Leaving flowers on your grave to show that I still care. Like roses and Hail Marys can't bring back what's taken from me. I reach to the sky and call out your name. And if I could trade, I would. And it feels, and it feels far away. And it stings, yeah, it stings now. The world is so cold now that you've gone away. Now that you've gone away.
Gone Away by The Offspring, alternate version. We heard Crown of Thorns by Mother Love Bone, Violet Eyes by Meat Puppets, We Die Young Demo by Alice in Chains, Outsider by The Ramones, and starting us off with the charm today was Hanging by a Moment, the Slow Pulp version.
And if that block doesn't get your blood pumping, check your pulse, people.
Well, it gets your blood pumping, and then it calms you right back down, too.
I love it. Yeah, that was a great block.
Up next, we have a little 1975. My dad and I.
Always our favorite.
Our favorite. It's he was very unconvinced when we were going to that concert. I was sitting in
oh my God,
Black
it's a new
Cap
world
Coffee.
For me now.
I was singing Black Cap Coffee, freshman fall. And I see that, oh my gosh, I'm like looking on resale tickets for the 1975. I was obsessed with them at the time, probably even more so than I am now. And that's saying
that's
something.
That's a bold statement.
Bold statement right there. And I saw, oh my gosh, the resale tickets. We were like a week out from the show. They're not that bad right now. Hey, they're not that bad. They could be worse. I've seen worse. I've seen much worse.
Twist my arm.
I'll buy them. And so I text my dad and I say, Dad,
we gotta get these tickets.
We have to get these tickets. We need to jump on this deal right now, and we need to go. And he was like,
Who's the 1975?
First off, second off, you're coming home in 2 weeks for November break. What's going on? You're gonna be home
that
so
was a lot
soon.
Of back and forth.
It was so much back and forth, and yet. On Thursday afternoon or Friday, it may have been Friday.
It was a Friday after work.
He shows up. He rolls up to Davis 401 and we go and we see the 1975.
That's an awesome
show. I have to say, I think that changed the trajectory of your life. I'm going to be honest.
It really did. I had no idea who they were, what they were. Now they're one of my favorites. And again, it just reminds me of, you know, good times. So every time I hear the 1975, it's like a new awesome song because I haven't really heard, you know.
And they have so much music in their catalog, too.
Yeah. No, I love it.
But we're going to start off with one of my favorites from, we have two of my favorites from the deluxe version of their debut album. We have my favorite from right now from Notes on a Conditional Form, and another one from Notes on a Conditional Form that is actually the live version, and it's the live version from the tour that I heard it on, so the Still at Their Very Best tour. And I remember I was like telling my dad, I was like, I need them to play this song. Like, I saw they sure played enough. It like the show before mine. I was like, I really hope that wasn't a one off. I need them to play this song. And they did.
Yeah, you were out of your mind that show.
I was out of my mind. I was screaming my head off. It was crazy. But yeah, we're going to start Diving off in. With Head Cars Bending by
Enjoy.
The 1975. And it'll just be some 1975 for a little bit. So enjoy.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was the live version of Jesus Christ 2005, God Bless America, by the 1975 from the Still at Their Very Best tour. We also heard Undo by the 1975, What Should I Say by the 1975, and you guessed it, by the 1975, Head Cars Bending. Shocking.
It was a good block, though.
It was very fun.
Love the 1975.
We love them. We love them a lot. Oh, great. I'm sweating through my shirt.
It's hot. It's a little warm
in here. It's very warm in here. I had my coat on earlier. I'm just, goodness me. We don't have time for both songs that I want to play. So, Dad.
Do you like the weather or anything?
No, I don't have to. I kind of miss doing the weather slot, though. I might try and make sure I have a weather slot next sem. Oh, my goodness, though. Wait. Okay, I'm going to play the next song, and then I will actually pick number one or two.
Two.
Okay, we are going to listen to Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell.
Ooh, Joni.
But it's from the 2005 remaster from Joni's Jazz, so it's a little bit different.
I love your Joni Mitchell.
I love my Joni Mitchell, especially in the winter. She's my girl. Okay, this is Both Sides Now.
Rows and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, as every fairy tale comes through. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. And you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take. Still somehow it's love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love. I really don't know love at all. To say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. Oh, but now, old friends, they're acting strange. And they shake their heads and they tell me that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still so it's life's illusions. I recall, I really don't know life at all. Life's illusions that I recall. I really don't know life. I really don't know life at all.
That was Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell, but the 2025 remaster. We're going to play one more song before we go. And
gotta hit the road.
It's, I don't know, it's a little bit of an interesting one because usually I wouldn't play a song like this on WRUV, but she just released a live version of it, so... Today I Am. It is a song that has been very popular with the masses recently, but it's a song I really love. It's called Pushing It Down and Praying by Lizzie McAlpine. Enjoy. Live version.
I love him, kiss his mouth, praying. He can't see what I see. When I close my eyes, you replace him. We're in no disguise. You erase him. I'm in bed, laying down, naked.